airport, please.
Great. Which country? Where are you headed to?
I'm going to...
The culture, that's include everything, the food, the languages.
I love variety of local dialects.
They are very, very kind people.
Friendly.
Very disciplined people.
And hospitable.
I love nature. It's full of varieties. It contains Sahara, jungle, lakes, rivers, coasts.
The highway, Chalus, very beautiful. The Caspian Sea, beach.
Kish.
Mashhad is very beautiful. Holy city.
I like handcrafts, more especially pots.
Chiseling.
I love the food very much.
Like
Kurma Sabzi.
Chulu Kebab.
Iran, your attractive destination.In the name of God, dear listeners, welcome to the 218th weekly episode of this series, Iran, Your Attractive Destination. Today we introduce some of the cultural centers in Tehran. Stay tuned. With a rise in the number of urbanites, major cities are in need of cultural and recreational centers which would be able to party, fill city dwellers' spare time. The goal behind construction of these cultural and recreational centers is to create an appropriate atmosphere for healthy entertainment and the all-encompassing cultivation and growth of the artistic creativity of members of the community.In other words, these cultural centers are developed to encourage people to manifest their talents. The most important function of cultural centers is blending education and entertainment for teenagers and youth in a healthy and appropriate manner.After the victory of Islamic Revolution in Iran in an effort to better plan the pastime of people from all walks of life and to promote the cultural and artistic activities of children, teenagers and youth, several cultural centers were shaped in different districts of Tehran. With due regard to their set goals, Tehran's cultural centers are comprised of a number of sections such as libraries,and amphitheaters, educational classes, and galleries. In the meantime, some cultural centers maintain theaters, sports centers, publishing companies, and shopping centers. It is noteworthy that some cultural centers have been further equipped in a number of domains due to the warm welcome accorded people.The Quran Cultural Center has been launched in the year 2008 to hold Quranic, literary and artistic activities to support artists in creation of works of art and to familiarize the community with Quranic culture. In other words, this cultural center has been established to institutionalize Quranic culture within the community. This cultural center maintains a speech hall, a theater,educational classes, a library, a specialized laboratory equipped with computers for memorization of ayahs of Holy Quran, and a museum which keeps and displays rare and valuable volumes of Holy Quran. Arasbaran Cultural Center is one of the active cultural houses in Tehran, which was founded in the year 1995 AD. It is one of the important and influential centers in the fields of culture and arts, which has hosted countless artists, researchers and art lovers throughout the years. This cultural center carries out a diverse range of activities in the national and international domains via its film clubs, music performances, theoretical plays, visual arts and other activities in the fields of literature, architecture, making every effort to serve the residents of Tehran in the best possible manner. This cultural center also holds classes on traditional Iranian arts by staging, painting, carpet design, calligraphy, edit and storytelling classes, turning into a leading center for the growth and development of youth. One of the most important sections of this cultural center is its library, which covers an area of 300 square meters and has two separate halls for men and women. Roughly 17,000 volumes of books in Farsi and English languages are kept in this library, which cover a whole host of domains such as architecture, painting, graphics, film industry, theoretical plays, sculpting, pottery, literature, history, and psychology, to name a few. Also, different papers and magazines are valuable for the members. Another section of this cultural center is its art gallery, which displays different types of handicrafts. The photo gallery of this cultural center actively hosts different exhibitions. Ibn Sina Cultural House was opened in the year 1994 AD. The most important goals behind the foundation of this cultural house included organization of cultural and artistic activities for promotion of culture and arts, recruitment of artists, discovery and cultivation of artistic and cultural talents, and formation of an appropriate atmosphere for attendance of families. This cultural center is a two-story building covering an area of 1,250 square meters, including an amphitheater, a gallery, educational classes, and a handicrafts shop. The activities of this cultural center mainly includes different educational, cultural, and artistic classes, in addition to theoretical plays for children and adults, musical performances, display of films, cultural and artistic festivals, establishment of associations of volunteers, conferences, confabs, religious, scientific and cultural programs, and artistic and cultural exhibitions. Dear listeners, thanks for accompanying us in today's journey. We hope you don't forget to tune in with another episode that will be brought to you by IRIB English Radio.